Good morning and welcome back to AI Daily. It's Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025. I'm Sarah and I'm ready to get, well, just a little more technical today.
And I'm Alex. That's the plan. On Monday, we talked about what AI is.
Right.
And today we're peeling back the next layer of the onion to look at the different types of AI and get a feel for how they actually work under the hood.
I think this is so important because, because when people hear AI, their minds can go straight to science fiction. So where do we draw the line between the AI in our phones and, you know, the AI in the movies?
That's the perfect place to start, Sarah. The most crucial distinction in all of AI is between narrow AI and general AI.
Okay.
Everything we have and use today, without exception, is narrow AI.
Meaning it's designed for one specific narrow task.
Exactly. So the AI that recommends movies on Netflix is brilliant at that.
Mm.
But it can't help you with your taxes. The AI that can translate Spanish to English, it can't recognize the picture of a cat. They are highly trained specialists. Now, general AI, or AGI, that's the sci-fi dream of a machine with the flexible, adaptable intelligence of a human.
Right, the dream.
It's a fascinating goal, but it's not our current reality.
That's a really helpful way to frame it. So, within this world of narrow AI that we live in, are there still, I don't know, different levels of sophistication?
Oh, there are. You can think of it like a ladder. On the very first rung, you have reactive machines. They're the most basic type.
Okay.
They react to what's happening right now, but they have zero memory of the past. The classic example is IBM's Deep Blue, you know, the computer that beat Garry Kasparov at chess.
Right, right.
It analyzed the board and made the best possible move, but it had no recollection of the moves from five games ago.
Okay, so it's purely in the moment. That makes sense. What's the next rung up?
The next rung is limited memory AI.
Mm.
And this is where almost all of the AI we interact with daily lives. These systems can use recent past experiences to inform their decisions. So think about your GPS recalculating your route based on a sudden traffic jam.
Yeah.
It's using recent data to make a better, more informed choice.
Oh, I see. So my Spotify Discover weekly playlist is a form of limited memory AI.
Yep.
Because it's looking at my recent listening history to guess what I might like next.
You've nailed it. That's a perfect example. The final higher rungs of the ladder, like theory of mind AI that could understand emotions and self-aware AI with consciousness, well, they're still purely theoretical for now.
Wow.
So for today, just know we live in a world of narrow, limited memory AI.
That's fascinating. And it makes it much less intimidating. So you've told us about the what, but I'm really curious about the how. How do these systems go from being a bunch of code to being smart?
This is where we get to the engine of modern AI, the neural network. At its core, it's a system of interconnected digital neurons organized in layers.
Okay.
It's loosely inspired by the brain structure, but on a much, much simpler level.
Okay. I can picture a web of connections, but how does it learn? Let's say we want to teach it to recognize pictures of dogs.
Great example. This is where the training process comes in. We start by feeding it a picture of a dog, which is just a bunch of data to the machine.
Right.
It passes this data through its layers of neurons and makes a random guess. It might say, I'm 30% sure this is a dog.
And we know the right answer is 100%. So what happens then?
The system compares its guess to the right answer and sees it made an error. Then, and this is the magic moment, it works backward through the network, making tiny adjustments to the strength of all those little connections.
Whoa.
It's as if it's telling itself the connections that led to this wrong answer should be a little weaker, and the ones that might have led to the right answer should be a little stronger.
Wow. So you're saying it just repeats that process?
Yeah.
Making a guess, checking the error, and making tiny adjustments over and over again.
Over and over again. Millions, sometimes billions of times.
Billions? billions.
And over time, those tiny adjustments fine-tune the network until it becomes incredibly accurate at recognizing the complex, subtle patterns that make up a dog. That's its superpower. Pattern recognition on a scale humans can't even imagine.
And that's why AI needs so much data and so much computing power.
Exactly.
It has to run that learning cycle countless times to get smart.
Precisely. The algorithm is the recipe for learning, but the data is the ingredients and the powerful computers are the oven.
I like that analogy.
You need all three to bake the final product, which we call the AI model.
That is the clearest explanation I have ever heard.
Thanks.
It's not magic. It's a process of gradual, massive scale refinement.
That's the perfect way to put it. From your phone's camera identifying a face to a medical AI spotting a tumor on an X-ray, It's all powered by that same fundamental process of learning patterns from data.
Now, here's a question we'd like you to think about. Knowing that AI learns by recognizing patterns from past data, how might that create challenges or biases in the real world?
That's a deep one, and a topic we'll definitely be exploring more. Tomorrow, get ready for some fun as we look at some of the most useful and surprising AI apps and tools you can start using today to make your life easier.
Thanks for tuning in to AI Daily. You can find show notes and more on our website, myailearningjourney.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.